Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special announcement. My name is Rex, and I like titties.
Which was a voicemail I just randomly fucking received this week from him, so.
I mean, hey, the phone went to voicemail, I was like, fuck it, why not use it?
Right?
Just leave something on there.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Random Name Podcast. I am Rex.
I'm Skittles.
And this will be a very short episode. As you can see, no intro and shit.
It's called Late Night. Well, I mean, it's not really late night. It's 10:30. Why is this shit hella fucking loose? My shit, kids are fucking with it. I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's called Late Night, and Mrs. Skittles has got to get to work tomorrow. In the morning. Am I not the only one that realized something was off? Alright, I'm glad. Plus, we were watching SummerSlam tonight, so that's another reason why. Waited until the last minute to record. So, what is up? Besides SummerSlam, what else is there to talk about?
So, after the Laker game yesterday, found out there was a shooting right around the corner from my job.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's, and the craziest part about the whole thing, though, was it was literally minutes after I picked you up from work.
Yeah. And the fucked up part is, that's where the stop is at. That's where the 32 is at.
Oh, uh-huh.
So tomorrow, it's like, do I even want to go over there? Do I want to walk halfway?
Oh, right.
Nah, but fuck, man. That's like 32 shell casings.
Yeah, I'm like, holy fuck! And oh, wait, don't forget the best part about the whole thing that you said. It was two sedans. You said that earlier. I fucking found it funny.
Yeah, like a green sedan and a gray sedan. I'm like, why?
Like, what happened to the blue sedan?
Right. What about the regular white one?
All sedan lives matter.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
But, yes, I mean, I don't know why. I don't even know. I didn't hear anything about it on the news. Did you?
Yeah, it was on right after the Lake. It came on the news right after the Lake.
Oh, game. Okay.
That's how I found out.
Gotcha. I thought one of your coworkers called you and told you about it.
Nah.
So.
It was funny because I was looking at, I think I went to the, I think it was after I came back from the laundry room, sat down, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, what happened to the game? And Mrs. Gill was like, oh, no, it's a special announcement, so, and, you know, it's going to interrupt the game. And I was like, whatever. They were talking about the wildfires and everything like that. And then I looked down on my phone, and I looked up, and they were talking about the shooting. I said, holy shit, that's right around the corner from a fucking job. But yeah. Let's see.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. I found the article for it.
Ah.
Police are investigating what they describe as a rolling gun battle in Southwest Fresno. Officers say people in two cars fired at least 22 shots at one another as they drove from Tulare and Kettler to California MLK. The gunfire started at 3 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say multiple vehicles in the area were hit by bullets. Streets in the areas were shut down as gathered evidence and nearly 24 shell casings. Sergeant tells Action News that it's fortunate that the kids who were standing outside the market was not shot. Witness described two vehicles, a gray and green sedan. So it happened early afternoon. They just didn't report it until fucking late night. Fuck. Still,
the funny thing is, I didn't hear that shit.
Right, and you were just down the street from it.
Yeah.
We were too focused on too focused on making top eight.
Fucking shit, dude. It's fucking crazy, yo. Like, I'm gonna have to talk to my, I'm gonna have to talk to the boss man, to the boss man that I work with on, to the specialist that I work with on, Saturdays. See if he heard anything, cause I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Cause it was at 3, so, I mean, you were already at work, that's for sure.
Yeah, it said it started from, did it, I mean, it started from, like, Tulare and Cleta or whatever.
Cattle, whatever it is.
And then all the way to Martin Luther King and Pottle. Or, yeah, same. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Holy shit, like. With 22 shell casings found right there, you figured you would heard something, but.
Right?
Unless they're. Unless they came with silencers or something like that.
Yeah.
They shot blank bullets but threw the casings on the ground.
That would be fucking funny. Shit. That would be fucking funny.
So many fires, man. I still don't like.
Yeah, I mean.
I still hate traveling in this air, dude. Like.
Yeah, if anybody in California, any of our listeners. Either live in Fresno or anywhere in California, you know for a fact that there's so many fucking wildfires going on right now. And so I have an interactive map up from ABC, and they're talking about it. And dude, holy fuck, there's 32 active wildfires, and that's not including all the ones that are contained. Those are all the active ones. And fuck, I mean, just in Tulare County, which is not that far from here, there was a fire that started 2 days ago and it's been burning since, and
they still haven't contained it.
3,800 acres burned so far.
One of them is like 10%. Where was 10% contained?
I think. Well, there's this the Hills Fire, which is in West Fresno. That one is 94%
contained. Yeah.
There's the Dolan Fire, which is in Monterey.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
almost 20,000 acres burned, and it's only 10% contained. But I mean, there's a bunch of fires down near LA, like the Lake Fire. That thing's 52% contained and burned 30,000 acres so far. You know, the ones I have to worry about are these ones, the ones up in Mariposa.
Yeah.
I mean, this one started on the 18th, and it's been burning since, and there's no update on it. You know, the Bell Fire, which is up near there, too.
Yeah.
Or the beach fire. I mean, yeah, it's crazy because my, you know, my aunt and uncle and my grandparents live up in the mountains. So those ones, you know, are real bad. You know, there's even ones up in fucking Marin County, up in
right,
fucking the Bay Area. So I mean, it's
crazy. There's a family whose house was affected by one of the wildfires, and they grabbed their expensive valuables or and stuff that meant. That had personal value to them, and they drove to their mother's house somewhere in LA, I think, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they had a small black trailer with them, and they parked the trailer and everything. And they woke up the next morning, that trailer was gone.
Oh,
I was like, damn,
that sucks.
They cannot catch a break.
Mm.
And the funny, like when you see people like that on the news, they're like, we just want our expensive things back in our personal items back, or like the items were like family photos and the kids like first pictures they drew and stuff, old school papers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the composure that they kept, I'm like. Like, I'm sitting there like, damn, that's fucked up. And then, but when you hear him speak, they didn't seem all that pissed off or anything like that.
Right.
Like, I'm like, hey, motherfucker, bring my shit back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'd be the same way, man. I'm just, you know, I'd be the same way. It's just, you know, my shit gets fucking stolen. I'm fucking, motherfucker. I want my shit back, motherfucker. I'm getting on TV and I'll cuss you the fuck out, and I don't give a shit. I want my shit back. Especially when it's like a trailer full of mementos.
Yeah.
You know, alright, cool. You know what? Like, for example, you know, our recording equipment, okay, the laptop, the laptop, the mics, the Rodecaster, the PlayStation, my wife's work equipment, all that shit's going to be in the house that I go into. I'm not going to leave that shit into my, you know, into, you know, the trailer or whatnot or whatever I move it into. You know, my car would be full of all of the valuables, all of the kids' school shit, the kids', you know.
None of the fucking toys they got. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure Lucas is probably going to take a handful of micro machines or something.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. It's like the stuff in the car is just going to be the family mementos. It's not going to be the valuable shit. That shit's right. Going to go in the house. Why are you going to leave that shit in the trailer?
Right.
So, let's see. SummerSlam was lackluster, to say the least.
Very.
I mean, all right. Now, granted, we fast forward through a lot of it. But it wasn't as good as you think it was going to be. I mean, it had a lot of potential.
I think they didn't do anything with Retribution because they didn't want none of that shit in the Thunderdome to be fucked up. but guarantee, watch tomorrow. Some they're going to pop out, do some shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they popped up on Friday during SmackDown, beat up Strowman. So, which. I have a slight issue with the way the match ended, but at the same time, like, I don't know. To me, it feels like they're just passing the title around again.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And especially the, whatever the belt that is. Which belt is that? The Universal title.
Yeah.
So, I feel like they're just fucking passing that title around again because it doesn't really mean anything.
I don't care what nobody say. Dominic should have won.
Yes. Well, but then again, I mean, I think it also is kind of stupid where next Sunday is another fucking pay-per-view. It's Payback. So, but then again, who the fuck cares about Payback? This is SummerSlam. You want to win on SummerSlam. You don't want to win on Payback.
Right.
You know? Like, SummerSlam and fucking, whatchamacallit? SummerSlam or WrestleMania, the two pay-per-views of the year that you want to win at.
Right.
I don't give a shit about the other ones. Those are the two most important.
Actual event of Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I mean, if you compete in it, then obviously you want to win that. But at the same time, I mean.
Also, I think a big win that anyone should try to win at, especially should win at, is Hell in a Cell.
You know, I honestly, if I was a wrestler, I would want to compete in a Hell in a Cell at least once. At least once. Just to, you know, just to have that, whatchamacallit, that match. You know, there's a lot of shit on trending that's on Twitter right now that we could easily talk about, but being the fact that we're trying to cut this episode short.
Yeah,
we're semi-ignoring all of it.
Yeah, and I'm starting to get that weird-ass headache that I had yesterday again.
It's because of the horrible air quality. It's fucking shitty. Like, when I came and picked you up earlier, I was starting to get one. And I don't have asthma. I know you do, and it's just like, it's horrible out there.
Oh, man. Shit. Wait, go back.
What?
NFL has COVID-19 testing setback after several false positives identified.
Oh, shit.
Teams across the league. We've had some of them. The Cleveland Browns are one. The Chicago Bears are another who've altered today's schedule due to some irregularity in COVID testing. You're seeing this statement right here. What happens is the NFL works with a national company, BioReference, and these results are sent to different labs to process it. Several teams received several positive results, all from the same lab in New Jersey. So what the NFL has now done is dig deeper, go back, retest some of these results, and see which of these positives were actually real positives, which were false positives. For instance, the Bears had 9 players and coaches test positive. They then retested them with a point-of-care test, and they were all deemed to be false positives. So all tests came back negative. That is good news. In fact, it's a good test run for what may happen during the season if something like this happens, if it's some irregularities in testing. So the NFL and the teams are dealing with it today.
All right. I'm glad I played that video because that explains a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. The NFL has conducted well over 100,000 COVID-19 tests since camp has begun, with a positivity rate that's a fraction of 1% and dropping. A sudden flood of positives from different testing websites, all processed by the same lab, raises a red flag. It's true. That is true. So I'm glad they're going back and they're fixing it and getting people retested and making sure that they're safe. They're doing what they need to do to make sure that they can still participate and do football and whatnot. Unlike baseball. Baseball, I know what they're doing and whatnot, but it is so not working. Especially East Coast teams. Anybody who's on the East Coast playing are testing positive like crazy. You know, right. The Marlins had their outbreak earlier this season. The Mets had an outbreak this last weekend. So the Yankees-Mets games over the weekend got postponed. The Phillies had a bunch of players test positive. There was another team that had fucking 10 players test positive for it. So they canceled part of their season. It's crazy how many people are testing positive for it in baseball. But nobody's testing positive in football or basketball. The WNBA.
WWE.
Golf. All of these other major sporting companies. Nobody's testing positive. But a shit ton of people are testing positive in baseball.
Right.
So something's obviously.
As long as nobody tests positive at the factory where they make DBS cards, I'll be okay.
Right? Don't interrupt our set 11 shit, all right, people? Or don't interrupt our top 8 tournament next weekend, all right, people?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, so that's the second time I've mentioned that. Our local Ender, and we've talked about Enders on the show before. Enders,
games, talked about Enders, Legends, a whole bunch of other stuff.
They hosted their first online tournament starting last weekend, and then another one this weekend, and with the top 4 of each week going to the top 8 tournament next Sunday. And so Rex and I both got auto top 4s in this weekend's tournament. So we get to go to next weekend's top 8 competition. So, which will be streamed. I will be streaming it. I will be streaming all of my matches. So
I think I'm going to take that day off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't decided whether you're going to take that day off yet.
I think I'm going to take that day off.
Yeah.
The simple fact that I know I'm going to be working that following Monday and Tuesday anyways.
Mm-hmm. So, and what we could do is we could stream it on Twitch, on my Twitch, which is SweetSkittle69, which I'm still streaming Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And then what we could do is we could record it, and then we could post it on for next week's episode.
Mm.
So, we could do that, possibly. Tune in next week and find out.
Well, we are definitely not doing songs of the week unless
no,
you got one.
Nope, I ain't got one.
Me neither.
Nope, no songs of the week.
I got one. Wait.
You got one?
Yeah, it's called.
It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have to.